Oh yeah. You wear the shorts. Hello everybody and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. That's also a video. I'm Red.
I'm Talia.
And I'm Frank.
And we're still all alive.
Oh,
and
I was about to say that.
Yay.
I was about to say and I'm alive.
And I'm alive. So, it's good then.
I'm actually not.
Facebook has this feature where you can
say you're still alive.
You can report in.
Holy shit, that's like
I'm still alive.
Disaster zone. Philippines is now a disaster zone.
Yeah. So you know all of those. Like a lot of episodes, a lot of posts on our official page, you know, my personal wall, I criticize Duterte. Like people know sometimes I joke. You know, they don't really understand how I am. That's just how I am. I like to kid. You know, I didn't really mean any of those things I said about Duterte. You know, I was just in a mood. You know, it's not true.
It's part of a narrative.
Yeah. I just grew up that way. You know, I was raised by my parents. We lived in BF homes and people in BF homes just tend to criticize Duterte like that. So we're actually staunch supporters. Some could say pedophiles even. That's it. That's actually like people are starting to call the supporters of Digong. Because, you know, Pinoy, like, that's a big issue. There was a debate on this. I think it showed on CNN and Rappler. Like, what are people supposed to call Duterte now? Right? Because Pinoy, right? Like, maybe he won't be called Pinoy anymore. I don't know. But what do we call Duterte? So people said Pidu. And someone was asking, like, I just saw it on social media, should we call people who are diehard supporters of Pidu pedophiles? Yeah. Pedophiles. And I said, no, like, we shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because someone supports Duterte, you shouldn't make fun of them. I mean, this is the time of healing. This is the time of unity and nationalism. You know, these are important ideas, you know. Pilipinas kong minumutya, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
sure.
All that. Yeah.
Do you have to pander so much?
Yeah, we do. I like my life. It's kind of nice, you know, DSL and all that.
That's why we were
Here in Imperial Manila, you know, things are quite convenient with our traffic and all that. But seriously though, when we start being serious. But we were serious
eventually.
About the, you know, like the joking about, you know, criticizing the dirty. We really want to live. Anyway, the positive things about the elections, the negative things about the elections and the 30, and maybe something about Lenny and his current, her current fight to the, you know, to the finish with BBM. That's what we will talk about. So let's start with the positive things. What did you like about the elections?
The elections so far, I think my experience and the experience of a lot of people, it was very, very efficient. Like, you were in and out in fairly little time.
Okay.
It was pretty convenient for a lot of the people who handled it. I saw very few complaints on my feed from my friends. And even the reporting of it, it was very close to real time. It was very fast.
Yeah, they were taking pictures of the votes.
That's wrong, but yes.
Documentation.
There was documentation, that's for sure. We even saw Mars receipt.
Okay, so in general, here in Imperial Manila, like, everything was so efficient, but the further you get from here, sad to say, there are reports of
violence.
Some violence.
You know, people have death, died. People, like, machines haven't been working. You know, rumors of VCMs in wherever, in hotel and all that. Like, delays, you know, the further down, like, especially in Mindanao.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
And anomalies even, you know, like, people submitting their reports and then something else coming out, you know, because there's a quick message that comes out. Did any of you read what was written on that message?
I looked away.
It was really quick, you know, and then it said timeout. But I managed to read. I'm a speed reader. It said change is coming, and I thought, wow, bias machine. You know, now this is what machinery is all about. Yeah.
When I saw it, I saw it just say major look.
Okay. So, of course, there are accusations of cheating, but the general sentiment, I think, is that it was an election where Duterte, you know, like, people were so afraid that he would be cheated out of a win, like what happened with PGMA. Will PDU suffer the same fate? Apparently not, you know, because he's clearly the winner. All of this talk about machinery, mm-hmm. you know, used yeah. to buy votes.
Yeah, like, cheatingery.
They're not good at cheating. Yeah, they're not good at cheating.
I mean, even apparently, even Binay's statement about how it would have been a tight race between himself and Rojas because they were the ones with machinery. Well, you guys, you're at bottom.
Yeah,
now,
I was really surprised. I was really surprised at how badly people were cheating this election. I thought it would be close, at least like actually a good thing.
Yes.
So democracy, the voice of the people is the voice of the Duterte, and all that, and all that.
Yes.
He is the practically president elect.
Yes. Yes. Right. Actually, so there's no avoiding it. Yes. He is, like
pretty much.
Yeah. Unless in the last 5% remaining.
So you know that's the way democracy works. You know, for better or worse, this is what the people want. If it is a mistake, we let ourselves make these mistakes and we learn through these mistakes.
Or other
people
inflicted it on us.
For a couple of decades, we learn from these mistakes and then we just forget them again.
Yeah.
And the cycle, you know, that gif of
like once in a while, we have to be reminded that dictators, oops.
Right, they're bad.
Let's try not doing that for the next election.
Yeah.
So
like,
we're on the dictatory cycle.
Frustrated,
so we want someone who will kill people, and then after maybe 3 years, we'll realize, oh wait, we don't like it when they kill people.
We run out of
energy. And then never again.
Okay, guys, we're still on the positive.
Positive.
I think, this is the elections where a lot of people really cared about the results.
Yeah, I think so.
I think social media certainly played a part in this.
It made me register at least.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of I wouldn't have bothered to register, and then it's just something that, like, love it or hate it, you really want.
I mean, you were pretty late. You had to suffer that hammer to the nail because you ran out of indelible.
Yeah.
So you know, everyone has to sacrifice for that. Yeah, so young people were so involved in this. I bet that even people who didn't actually get to vote or register to vote cared enough to show their support for certain candidates. And even if they didn't get to vote, I think it's a step in the right direction. People are caring about politics.
Yeah, are reading more.
People are reading more. People are more aware of the issues, you know. Of course, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, I still hear a lot of people in
my
saying,
we have to...
Whomever.
End the revisionism or revise the revisionism.
Yeah.
Just get back to that true story about the atrocities of martial law and all that. But a step in the right direction. People are starting to care. So, negative. What don't you like about this election cycle?
Of course, you don't like the fact that the people you wanted to win didn't win.
Oh, okay.
So there are a bunch of names. Of course, the people who align with FF's goals for RH bill. For the doors, a bunch of them didn't win.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people we didn't like won, like Pacquiao, Soto, people who were against portions of the RH bill, Lacson, or whatever. And of course, if you were us and you weren't on the side of Duterte, then Duterte is a big negative for you.
And Marcos is quite possibly still going to be our best.
Yeah, and even if
he still win.
Even if he doesn't win,
recording.
It's a really big negative that he got that close.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing to everyone who marched during EDSA, for everyone who suffered.
Embarrassing is a really, putting it really lightly. I got tortured for this, how I'm so embarrassed.
I think more than anything, the vote for Bongbong Marcos is what people like cite as the proof that there are many Bobotantes. You know, and they blame this on millennials most of the time. But studies have been done and the polls have shown that millennials actually vote for someone else. And it's the older people who yearn for that golden age.
Yes, so it's not the young people who are voting for BBM.
Yeah, so that's on you, older people, you 30-year-olds.
People in the 50s. No, they're in their 50s. Yeah,
yeah,
voting for BBM are in their 50s.
Yeah, because we're all 20s and all, right. You know, just go to the Twitter. Go to the Twitter.
The Twitter.
Such an old person. Check the hashtag BBM4VP, you know, and take vitamins before you do so. And make sure that you
take a shot of vodka.
Before
you do so.
Because I'm pretty sure that the people posting there are not 60 or 70-year-olds.
Yeah.
They're pretty young. Because, I distinctly remember someone posting, like, to the effect that I'm so sad that the people who care about the Philippines are the young people. Like, old people stop caring about the Philippines because they're not supporting BBM. I mean, that's, you know. And, of course, the infamous tweet about the The martial law thingy.
Yes, I reposted that.
A bit of torture yeah, thingies.
Because BBM is a really nice guy if you just ignore that martial law thingy.
Yeah, and the Holocaust thingy.
Yeah,
a bunch of people, evil people, are nice guys if you ignore all the evil thingies.
Yeah, exactly. Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge thingy. Mm-hmm. We can go on forever.
Yeah, so you mentioned the people who, you know, ideally, like in my ideal world, you know, someone like Walden Bellio would be the number one in the Senate race, or even the president. You know, in my ideal world, it's not an ideal world. We have to deal with the fact that people like him, like Gingona, who's really, like, I remember when he spoke about, like, how legislators should not legislate morality. That was, I think, during the discussion on cyber law. And he was the only one who really opposed it. You know, like, it's people like that who are willing to stick their necks out and risk that don't win. You know, there are, of course, I'm sure all of you have good candidates that you wanted to win that did not, because people like Manny Pacquiao, you know,
and Tito Soto,
just shove them out. You know, I'll give more credit to Tito Soto. You know, there's something that he represents. He represents a conservatism.
Yes, he's very conservative.
And he works.
Yes.
You know, but I think there's no apologizing for Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, a congressman who was there for 4 days.
And that still shows you that despite people wanting more of a platform-based elections, we still get this personality, celebrity, popularity contest kind of election. So, you know, that's
I don't want people to think that we're just thinking of the senatoriables who were likely to lose anyway. We were also rooting for people who won.
Yeah.
You know, we did. There are good senators who won. There's Risa.
Yeah.
There are a couple of others, but then we lost a lot of good people. Colmenares among them. And I think that just shows that
Alma Moreno. Okay.
I think it's just because I did hear a couple of people wondering who to vote for us in Senate, and they said, hey, Tito Soto is on top. I don't know what he stands for, but he's on top, so I guess he's good.
Yeah.
So it shows that the surveys do mean something to some people.
Yeah.
It does become a self-fulfilling prophecy, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, so, you know,
and
like,
Pacquiao, because they knew his name.
Yeah, yeah. So, change is coming. You know, Duterte certainly represents change for better or worse, but not so much to those local positions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still a Binay in Makati. There's still a Duterte leading Davao.
Yeah.
And I'm sure so many places, a lot of places are uncontested. I mean, have uncontested candidates.
Yeah, Cayetano still has the gig.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so people are still very dynastic, still very popularity, celebrity-based. I bet a lot of people don't know the platforms of the people that they voted for. Yeah. But at least in the national slots, I mean, the most important ones. Okay, let's focus on that. Senators, vice president, president. Like, this is change. Even Lenny Robredo, you could argue that this is still, you know, she's still not that Imperial Manila template of a candidate. No.
Yeah, she doesn't even really live in Manila.
Yeah.
She's based in Naga.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. She commutes all the time.
Yes,
you know, that's,
you know,
not...
we've documented her in the bus stations. It's adorable.
Yeah. Okay. So negative is change, not so much. You know, there are still, of course, fears of the human rights violations. If Duterte does fulfill his promise, please, Duterte, under-deliver. I mean, people... Yeah, supporters of Duterte, when you ask him to fulfill his promises, can you be more specific?
Yes.
You know, I don't like the hangings, you know, the closing of Congress, that kind of thing. Federalism, sure.
It's really hard to pin down what his platforms are when he...
Yeah, they weren't very clear.
Yeah,
he was very clear on the war on drugs.
Yes, yeah. very clear.
Please throw that out the window. You know, like I've mentioned several times. Now it's okay for sensible Duterte supporters to spit out some of the Kool-Aid and just remind their fellow supporters that the things he said about rape were definitely wrong and inexcusable.
Yeah.
You know, that the things he says about the Davao Death Squad, about being the Davao Death Squad, about the summary executions being the solution to the problem of the country, about drugs being the primary problem of the country, just throw that out the window.
If you disagree with us, we can link you to the sources that have researched this.
We can. I mean, let's just do. Like, we're,
yeah, yeah. I will link them later.
Yeah. There. And it's on the links now. We have a new feature where you don't have to copy that, you know, annoying letter bits.
So post-fraud should hear this and do this.
Yeah. So there will be a link there. Read about it. The war on drugs does not work. Like, killing poor criminals to solve problems generally does not work.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to remember that.
Yeah. Death penalty does not deter people from committing crimes. Yeah. Even something as simple as that.
Yeah.
People forget it a lot.
So interesting stuff about the elections. I think what's developing, I mean, an interesting narrative that's developing now. And I started to joke about this before. You know, one of my many jokes. They're all jokes. I don't really mean them.
Anything that you write.
Yeah, anything that I negatively say about Duterte does not mean that I should be
on. If you
on
like what you wrote, then he meant it. If you didn't like it,
he didn't.
Sort of like that. Yeah. Pretty much. If you know, if you want to put me on that hit list, I didn't mean that. So that's the general rule on interpreting the things that I say. I was joking about Duterte being God.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, saying things to the effect that man's law is not, it's God's law that I know or the what's in my mind, you know.
But so of course that God's law is not the Pope's law because
No. He has a different Pope. Kiboloy, who lent him of all of his expensive
is Kiboloy
stuff.
Still the Pope? Is he not God himself?
God himself.
Yes, God himself.
Is Duterte God himself too? I mean,
they're
I don't
shared
know.
God.
There was a prophecy. Duterte has fulfilled the prophecy. Here's a link to it. He clearly says that his presidency was prophesied.
Yeah. Right?
So I don't know what's gonna happen now. Is there gonna be a 2:30 prayer now?
You know, before instead of 3 o'clock. That makes sense.
Or maybe not instead of, maybe just alongside it. You know,
fair.
Holy Duterte, Holy Mighty One, or something like that. There could be a 2:30 habit. You know, these are interesting things to think about. But one good development for me, at least, I forgot to say this. There's no Catholic vote. If there's a resounding message that the Catholic Church has been trying to send their flock, is that don't vote for the merger. You know, pro-life and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Buhay still won, I think.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but Duterte also won.
Yes.
So, Catholic vote, no such
Not
thing.
Really.
No such
really
thing. I believe they would like to claim the Lenny almost victory, you know, Lenny's success as a Catholic vote.
Really?
Yeah, because she uses that narrative herself, you know, pray for Lenny, pray whatever, you know.
But she says
pious, you know, the pious widow defeating this godless dictator's
but
son
Filipinos
or whatever.
But Filipinos like their pious widows. We had Cory, now we have Lenny. And they like their pious widows in yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's maybe that, but it's not that the Catholic Church had to tell their people.
Yeah.
And I think people were sensible enough to pick the not Marcos one.
Yeah.
Out of the choices. Yeah, so next steps. You know, what are the next steps that people should consider doing? We mentioned this before, the new president syndrome. You know, do you have that? You know, see, if you care so much, if most of the stuff you post about on your walls are about politics, you know, see how much of the posts are about politics in 2 months.
Yeah, actually, a lot of the Duterte posters I've seen recently before the actual elections have gone quiet.
He's already won.
Yeah, he's already won.
We don't have to do anything now.
So
our job here is done.
Yeah, I mean, it's harder to keep up the enthusiasm for order, and you know, you just want someone else to impose
to do
order
it for
on
you.
Others. For Duterte supporters, or especially Duterte supporters, I think, because the critics are going to keep a close eye on Duterte.
Yeah.
Of course.
For the supporters, I just hope that they also maintain the vigilance.
Yeah.
Like,
vigilance and not vigilantism.
Not vigilantism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I mean, if you're... What you'll see in a lot of MAR supporters, which I like, is that they do criticize MAR, right? Duterte supporters, even though there's something about him they disagree with, they don't criticize. I haven't heard anyone, like... maybe one person has brought up the rape comments. So, you know, now that he's president, he's not going to lose his presidency. If he does something you disagree with, bring
Call
it up. You are his boss, supposedly.
Yeah.
Now,
right?
At least.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so people,
unless, of course, you're afraid of being killed when you speak up.
Yeah.
Which is a bad sign. If you voted for someone and now you're scared of what they'll do to you, this is a bad sign.
People like a benevolent dictator, and what they're going to get is a dictator. Whether or not they're benevolent, it's up to them. And if they're not, you can't do anything about it because you elected a dictator.
But,
so I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
That he doesn't become a dictator.
It's clear here that you two are the biased ones. And I'm the level-headed.
No, I haven't read.
I mean, did you donate to the Duterte campaign?
One peso.
I did. I have
donated
proof.
One full peso.
I donated 30.
30
Yeah, 30 times more than you. Oh, so shit.
infinite more times than you.
Elimination. Like,
I have the receipt in my wallet, the screenshot on my phone, and you know, when the death spot comes for me, you know, when the Passover happens.
Shit. I should have gotten the sticker when I had the chance. I'll just put it on my every shirt I have.
No, you just get it tattooed.
Get down.
Yeah, tattooed on your forehead.
This could be in power for 21 years.
Yeah, so people have been saying Duterte has finally won. So it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time for healing. It's time for us to all support this winner. Don't listen. Like, continue criticizing. Be even more critical now.
Yes.
And if you're a vocal Duterte supporter and more so an identified Duterte supporter, your voice is more valuable.
Yes.
Because if it's someone like me who has been critical of Duterte from the start, when I say something
jokingly critical,
important distinction there. Life, death, distinction there. If you're someone like me and you criticize Duterte, people will just say, he's just bitter, he's just salty, he just hates Duterte, he's not objective. Yeah. But if it's someone who supported Duterte all the way and who's now suddenly critical, then people will listen, this person is on our side.
Yeah.
But he's being critical, so maybe he has a point there. So your voice is more important. You can be more critical now. He has won. The logic
that... The numbers are safe.
Yeah, he's pretty safe.
Yeah.
He's pretty safe.
He's ahead by about 6 million.
But I'm not even talking about this. I mean, I've already accepted that he will be...
Unfortunately.
PEDU. He's PEDU now. And the pedophiles should speak up and really show that they are vigilant, that they are critical, you know, and it will cause divisiveness. And divisiveness is a good thing if you're divided on important issues.
Yes.
Like human rights. Like women's rights. Yeah, I mean, it should cause division. I mean, you should be willing to risk division if the person is not on your side.
This is assuming that everyone's on the side that humans have rights, such as not dying.
Yeah. Not human rights. Human rights.
All on the same side. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I was joking because I'm always joking that Duterte needs a translator. You know, like the opposite of the anger translator for Obama.
Diplomacy translator.
He needs a Duterte disclaimer squad to actually...
DDS,
to interpret what he actually means.
Mm-hmm.
He needs apologists. I mean, he already has them.
Yeah,
a lot of them. So instead of just interpreting, maybe talk to him directly. Teach him how to talk. You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't talk well. When he says that...
And 1 month will
like,
not do it.
When he says stuff like human rights, I will execute them, the criminals in front of you, if you want.
Yeah. You know? And that the women's rights groups can go to hell.
Yeah, that should stop. Stop it.
Several ties with the US and Australia, maybe not.
STOP. So I think this is how we're supposed to move on.
Mm-hmm.
More education. I think, respect.
Yeah.
Sure, you know, you respect the democratic process.
Mm-hmm.
You respect the right of people to have opinions different from you,
mm-hmm.
right? But still criticize. You know, don't buy into this false unity, nationalism, that we should stop criticizing, stop being critical because we have a new president. No. Commend him when he does something good.
Yeah.
Condemn him if he does something bad. Mm-hmm. And let's start, you know, let's drink our own Kool-Aid. What do we have to commend him for so far? Right? I really like his extending his hand of healing. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I really like this narrative that he's a mythical. You know, he has a hand of healing. He has a cloak of invisibility. Anyway, he extended his hand of healing to rivals, and it granted them +50 health. kidding aside. It's a good gesture.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
He's kind to them when they can speak.
And he was saying stuff like, it's time for me to stop using this gutter language because I'm representing the country now.
Yes. I like that he acknowledged that.
It's a slap to the face of Davao. Oh, I was just representing Davao before so I could use my gutter language. Now I'm representing the Philippines. But anyway, it's a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
He's at least showing that he can change and he can show compassion.
Oh, not yet. He's so far showing that he can say he can change.
Okay.
We have yet to see it.
But you know, we did say...
It's a step in the right direction.
We did say that words are important when he said the wrong words. So now he's saying the right words, so we equally value what he says. Of course, we want him... You know, he hasn't done anything concrete mm-hmm. yet. You know, it's all words so far. So we will continue to monitor him and what he does. But more so when it has to do with human rights, you know, with reason, science, and especially secularism. You know, because just a reminder, we're not really a political analyst kind of group. We have certain issues that
no shit
that we focus on. You know, reason, science, secularism, human rights.
Human rights.
You know, yes. these are the things that we focus on whenever Duterte or any
Shmooman rights.
Human rights.
Human rights and Shmooman rights.
Yeah, RSSSS. Thank you for watching this episode. If you support Duterte, then good on you. We're both Duterte supporters. You know, fellow pedophiles. Anyway. We will talk about this and other issues on the meetup. Details on that will be on our website, on our social media sites. On behalf of Talia, Frank, Garrick, the analyst desk, and our millions of staff, see you next week.